Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
3:07 on opening day 2024, as I welcome into the program a wonderful friend and guy that I always love talking baseball with, but we're going to talk about baseball in a slightly different way. Please say hello to Rabbi Charlie Savener, who has been a guest on this program many times, and we have talked about a lot of different things, but baseball is going to be part of that conversation today. Rabbi, how are you?
I'm doing great, especially since baseball season begins today officially for all the teams.
How did you manage to get MLB to start baseball season on your anniversary? Happy anniversary, by the way. Did you call the commissioner and say, listen, Julie, we've been together for this amount of time. Could you start the season on our anniversary? And are you taking her to a game?
See, that's actually it's a great question because it actually was a plot by Julie. Julie doesn't really enjoy baseball as much as I do, so I think this was a way of
is she sending you to a game as a present to her?
Exactly. Maybe. Exactly. Thank you for the good wishes and
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, it's an exciting part of the year. You know,
indeed it is. So before we get too much farther, before we get into sort of the history of baseball and our national pastime and the role that faith played in that, I need to have you go on the record and tell me right now your projected standings as of the end of the season for the American League East.
I think the Red Sox painfully will be the American League least for the third or fourth year in a row.
So you don't have any faith that they're going to turn things around?
Maybe they'll be in fourth place. I think the Yankees or the Orioles are best positioned to win the American League East. I mean, but then again, in 2013, Nobody chose the Red Sox to go anywhere, and they ended up winning the World Series.
Right. No, and you can catch fire in a bottle, lightning in a bottle. You can turn things around and get off to a great start. I mean, remember the Tigers team? What was it, 1983? They started out by winning 20 games in a row or something like that, and they just ran away from everyone because of an amazing start that they got off to. So and sometimes that's what it takes. You just never know. Let's go back a few years when our national pastime was beginning. Help us to understand the role that faith played in whether it's establishing it as our national pastime or establishing baseball as something that we love. What where do you come down on that?
Well, I think baseball has a lot of America baked into it, as well as I really do believe there's a spiritual component to the game. In terms of America, you know, America for except for the indigenous people who lived here, like, right, this country, this continent was never empty. For most people coming here, this was their new home. And it's very interesting. You could have called, you know, the bases anything you wanted to, but they were, you know, the main base, how you score a run, how you move ahead in this game is by reaching home plate, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing. Also, when the game was developed, you know, as part of the, you know, Industrial Revolution, all that thing, you know, people, you know, the clock really ruled over us. It's the baseball is the only game, and I know the new innovations, but baseball is essentially the only game that's played without a clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you know, this idea of a national pastime isn't a throwaway word. Pastime was how people would pass the time. How do you pass the time when you're not looking at your watch, when you're not looking at the clock, where you have nowhere else to be? A society has changed, and I hope at the end we'll talk about why baseball, I don't think, is the national pastime anymore. But at its origins, I think there were parts that really keyed into what made America America, and informed the personality of the sport and the country.
Do you remember the first baseball game you went to? Where was it?
It was Fenway Park. I went with my older brothers, and it was during Passover. So Passover, as you know, can move with the calendar.
Sure.
It can be as early as the middle of March, and this year it's the end of April. So I remember I learned as much about baseball that day as I did about Passover, that my mother sent us to the game with a box of matzah and a thing of macaroons.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why so? I mean, what? That was going to be your kosher meal for the day?
That was going to be our kosher for Passover meal for the day. So other people are having, you know, like Fenway Franks and
yep.
popcorn. And my brothers and I, this is going back like nearly 50 years ago, are sitting in the stand chomping on matzah and macaroons.
Oh,
I've never wanted a hot dog as much as I did that day.
I would imagine. What is it about the game that keeps you coming back? I mean, does it go back to those memories of spending that time with your brother? I mean, was it something that you did as a family? Is it just something about the fact that there's not a clock, there's not a horn that says it's the end of the game, that you play until it's done? What is it about the game that is so romantic and appealing to you?
Well, you know, you have to remember, as a Red Sox fan, a lifelong Bostonian and Red Sox fan, you know, you had to sort of be crazy to hope that it could work out. You
yeah.
know, it just were so many generations that it just, you know, by the way, in the 70s, right? Like we looked up to the Pirates, you
uh-huh.
know? So we're like,
uh-huh.
you know, could we be like them? Could we win championship? I think, you know, there was a sense every year. I mean, what I love about the game is that hope springs eternal. And every spring, especially with, you know, the Sox, like, you know, we would collect baseball cards and we'd, you know, figure out what games we were able to go to. And there was a sense that, like, anything could happen. There was also a sense, just like in any sport, but with baseball, you know, who were the young players and what potential did they have? You know, it's funny as a kid looking up to these players in their 20s and thinking, wow, they're so old and mature. Now that I'm on the other side in my 50s, looking at these players who could be my own kids.
They're children.
You know, they're children. And yeah. But I think that that sense of awe of the raw potential that people have is something that I really, really enjoyed. And the time with my brothers that we went to the game, it was really, I think it was, you know, besides going to the movies, going to baseball games was one of the things that we really we were able to do together. Mm-hmm. And those are some of my greatest memories. You know, there's also, listen, the Field of Dreams, right? Like the Field of Dreams aspect, there's twofold, right? Like for us, Fenway Park was really that Iowa cornfield. You know, we went there and it was a magical place because there's a real sense of history. Fenway hasn't...
You don't see that much green grass in Boston unless you go to Fenway. You really don't.
Right. I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, but you go to Fenway Park and it's just like really Boston and Massachusetts. Yeah. Really, it's like the cradle of America and there's so much history. And, you know, there were plaques in parts of the, you know, of the ballpark of, you know, you feel like you're walking into a game that's not nine innings, but it's been going on for 90 years.
Right.
And there's something about that, that as a Boston sports fan, especially as a Boston Red Sox fan, that I really appreciate it. And it becomes pretty clear even at a very young age.
Really, really great stuff and great memories. And I'm sure it's still not easy for you being a Red Sox fan living in New York. I mean, that's got to be a bit of a challenge too, does it not?
Yes, it is. It is a challenge, but you know, probably, you know this from the football and the Steelers' success. As soon as the Red Sox began winning in 2004, the number of Red Sox hats that you'd see on the street began to increase
in New York. Right? Yeah, right. That's
in
funny.
New York, and it yeah. wasn't just Boston fans. You get people who wanted to be associated with a winning franchise.
Sure.
There was also on a demographic issue, the Red Sox in the early 2000s had a lot of Latin players, as they do now. And I used to, and before they won the championship, I'd actually pull people over on the street and say, like, why are you wearing a Red Sox hat? And they say, I love Manny Ramirez.
Right.
And
right.
I began to see with the success of the team that there was what's it called, like a halo effect, if you will, with the players that they were bringing on board. And oh boy, we're really grateful for that part.
Absolutely. Charlie, it's good to hear your voice. Again, happiest of anniversaries to you and Julie, and look forward to having you back again very soon.
I would love that.
Yep.
All right, take care.
Great stuff, Charlie.
And also pray ball.
Absolutely. Play ball is correct. And the Pirates will be doing that coming up here in less than an hour as they take on the Marlins. He's a rabbi, executive director of an organization called Civic Spirit in New York, and a lifelong baseball fan and purist. Love to have him here.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.